It was a landmark decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday that is going to change the face of sports betting, sports broadcasting, and potentially sports as a whole. As the U.S. Supreme Court made it official, a decision on Monday paves the way for sports betting to be legal in the United States, in all states, as opposed to just where it is right now in Nevada. So what does this mean? What does this mean for Las Vegas? What does this mean for sports broadcasting? What does this mean for sports leagues? Very curious, and a gentleman that I think can help us answer those questions joins us on the South Street Burger guest hotline right now. Welcome back to the Big Show. Pat Steinberg along with you. And this is pretty cool. Haven't spoken to this gentleman since our time in Chicago just under a year ago, but Sam Panayotovic, when he was at WGN in Chicago, helped us out with our broadcast of the draft across the Sportsnet Radio Network. Now, in Las Vegas at VSiN Live, in one of the foremost betting authorities in the United States, joins us on the program right now. Sam, thanks for doing this, man. How are you?
Pat, good to be with you, man. Everything's good. I left Chicago to bet in Vegas, and now I guess I can bet in Illinois down the road. So it's pretty exciting here. As you know, the decision came across Monday morning. I was off Monday morning, got a phone call about 7 o'clock Pacific, said, get to work. We have some legislation, and you know, the green light has been given across the country. Now, it's going to be a state-by-state basis. These states will get to decide individually whether or not they would like to implement sports betting. They'd be crazy not to, because the numbers we've heard from Bloomberg, New York Post, said that annually last year in America, $150 billion was wagered annually last year in America. So everybody wants to speak to the pie right now, as you can well imagine.
So how significant an announcement is this? And I know it's going to take a little while for all the ramifications to be known, but you know, you're pretty close to the whole betting scene. How significant is this south of the border?
It's a big deal, honestly. And people have asked, well, what will happen to Vegas? Vegas will be fine, I promise you. Because when everybody thought that casinos were pop up in the cross country and, oh, Vegas is going to suffer, Vegas will dry up, Vegas is still the king, right? Vegas will be king for many different reasons, for the attractions, the shows, the restaurants, everything you can do in Vegas. And Vegas is an event city, too. You come here for the Super Bowl, you come here for March Madness, and it all goes into a bigger pot, right? And if betting is going to grow across the country, it'll still grow the market outside of Vegas. So Vegas might lose a little bit to their bottom line, but it's not that big of a deal. And betting is good for business, honestly. So now you're looking at New Jersey, a state that's looking at having betting by the NBA Finals. I mean, they aim for May 28th, maybe a little bit later than that, but I'd be stunned if they weren't taking bets first week of June. You've got three other states that are already ready to rock: Mississippi, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. I was told there could be 8-10 states by the start of football season in America ready to take bets by the NFL week one.
So what really fascinates me is the market that this potentially opens up or doesn't potentially open up. You're in Vegas where it's legal, but you were in Chicago. People find ways to bet, whether it's offshore accounts, whether it's bookies. Like, it's not necessarily legal, but people find ways to bet, and you can go to your local newspaper, and odds are in the paper, so on and so forth. So my question all along has been, and I ask it not because I'm skeptical, I'm really curious: are people who are going to bet already betting, or does this announcement open the door, and all of a sudden there's a brand new market that opens up here?
I think a brand new market opens up, but I don't know how many exactly that is. It's a great question. I don't have the answer to it, but I think if you want to bet right now, as you said, Pat, you can bet. You can find a way to bet. You can swipe your credit card and do it offshore, and that's what the American government has realized. They look at these massive figures, $150 billion, $200 billion, $300 billion that this country has lost out on year by year by year, and they want a piece of the pie, and it's understandable. It is ironic, though, because at the same time, the leagues have fought this for years, right? The NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL have said, no, sports betting is bad. It's bad. They sued Chris Christie. They sued New Jersey, and now they're like, hey, well, it's going to pass. Now let's tax it and get a piece. The market, speaking of the market, you may grow maybe an extra 10% now we're betting on sports, but if you want to bet, you've been able to bet. And yeah, I've seen these comments from officials and leagues and everything. Well, this is bad because now, you know, people will fix games. People have been betting on games forever. Joe West, I saw a major league umpire say, you know, I'm threatened for our safety now. What are you talking about? There's been betting going on forever. The 1919 World Series was thrown. There was gambling in 1919. There's been gambling ever since. So I don't know how many new gamblers this creates. Now you'll have an opportunity to go to a corner store, a betting parlor, or a casino now in Illinois or Iowa or North Dakota and make a bet. So there will be more opportunity to do it legally, but I don't know that this will create that many new gamblers. It'll just create more places to do it legally.
With Sam Paniatovich from VSiN Live in Las Vegas, you know, you talk about that, and you've mentioned a couple of times, so, you know, other people want a piece of the pie, and Adam Silver, I go back to the 90210 character every time, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, he's been very vocal about how, you know what, this could open up a new market for the NBA. If you're a sports league, though, how actively do you want to be involved in this, because it could throw a lot of the integrity into question?
I heard this the other day. Scott Van Pelt said it on ESPN. He said he doesn't know any millionaires and billionaires that turn aside money, right? Nobody wants to turn away more money, and that's really what it comes down to. I don't know that the teams will take advantage of this right away, but I know that the leagues want to cut. They do, and they've asked for this integrity fee, right? The NBA, Adam Silver, we want 1% of every dollar wagered. Problem is, Pat, the math sucks. The math is not good. They want 1% of every dollar wagered. Okay, so let's kick that $1 up to 100. They want one of every $100 wagered. In their minds, that sounds good. The issue is, of that $100 that a sportsbook sees, they only realize $5. So that one of 100 is really one out of five. So it's not 1%, it's 20%. Which is astronomical. These sports books will not make money if they have to give away 20% of every dollar wager, because you have to pay staff, you have to pay taxes. Believe it or not, people actually win from time to time. So that is such an unreal, ask to get 1% of every dollar wager. Now, the leagues will want the money, but now the Constitution and the Congress has said that is not the way it's going to go. The Supreme Court said it's legal. So there's no reason that these states have to kick in an integrity fee. And in fact, we had Ray Lesniak on VSiN on Monday, who was the senator that was the one that put this in order in New Jersey. And he told us point blank, we're not giving them a damn dime because we don't owe them anything. We don't owe them anything. So they can ask and say what they want. But at the end of the day, they're not going to just stop broadcasting games, right? I mean, the games have to go on. Owners would lose so much money if they started canceling games over this. So they can ask for what they want, but I think many states will just tell them to shove it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've wondered the entire time. Like, what grounds do they have? What legal grounds? What leg do they have to stand on? Because gambling's been going on sports, even if it isn't legal, and they haven't got a cut from it. Just because it's legal, now all of a sudden they're getting a cut. It's hard to see how they'd be able to push that through.
I asked bookmakers in Vegas about this, and jokingly so, because I knew what they would say when I asked the question. But I asked a couple guys, including Chris Andrews, sportsbook director at the South Point, where our station is. I said, so Chris, when are you guys going to start paying that integrity fee? And he just started laughing, because they've never paid it here, and they never will. So, like I said, the league's going to ask for what they want, but the Supreme Court, which is the highest court in America, just said that this is legal. So, you can ask for what you want. It doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Want to double back on one thing that you said right off the top, and that is the effect on Las Vegas. I mean, right now, the only place that you can play sports bets, but it's not like people go to Vegas solely to put money on games. You don't think this will be much of an effect on the Vegas economy at all, do you?
No, and you know this, Pat. I mean, the king in Vegas, slot machines. Slot machines generate, I would say, 40, 50, if not more, percent of the numbers in Vegas. If you look at the bottom line in a Las Vegas casino, on a good year, the sports book generates 5% of the revenue. So it's not that big of a deal to the bottom line. The big money comes in on the slot machines, on blackjack, baccarat, poker. Those are the games that are always going to make the money. Roulette, I said roulette already, craps, blackjack, those are the money makers. Slot machines are king. Everything else makes good coin, but sports doesn't really generate that much profit when you compare it to everything else. So, okay, people don't bet on sports here in Vegas. Say you lose a little bit of that piece. It's fine, because at the end of the day, that is not what makes the money in Vegas. It's the shows, it's the attractions. You come in, you go to dinner, you go to a show, you do this, you do that. It's such a small piece of the pie in Las Vegas, and sportsbook directors, they're not worried. They think it's good for business.
Sam Paniatovich is with us from VSiN Live in Las Vegas. You know, the coolest thing about and the most unique thing about bringing you on is that you were working for quote unquote traditional radio. You're covering the Blackhawks in Chicago and covering the Chicago sports scene. Now you move to Las Vegas and Brent Musburger started up this VSiN Live and this is betting only. And this is something that is right now got to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of the Supreme Court ruling on Monday. What does this do for a network like that that was cutting edge to begin with, but now all of a sudden can have much more of a national presence because of this ruling?
I think of what they do in the UK, Pat. Honestly, I do. I've had friends go over to English Premier League games, and when you sit down in your seats, you're given a betting menu, right? Which team will score the first goal? Which team will win? Which player will score the first goal? What's the score at the half? What's the final score? You can bet on all this stuff in EPL games. In the concourse at some of these arenas, they have kiosks where you can walk up and put some euros or put some quid into the machine and pop in your wagers on a screen and print out a ticket. So over there, you know, this is so progressive in the UK and in Australia and in France. And I know that, you know, betting has been really more progressive in Canada than in the U.S., but think about where it is right now overseas and how far behind America is right now. When you talk about broadcasting, we're both broadcasters. What stops some company from doing an alternative broadcast? Like in the NCAA tournament, for example, you have team broadcasts. Like if Wisconsin plays Kentucky, you have the national broadcast. Then you have the Kentucky broadcast. Then you have the Wisconsin broadcast. I would be stunned if in 2-3 years you don't have an alternative broadcast for betting. For live betting, for pre-flop, before the game. Who should we bet? Should we take this side? Should we take this total? Which player prop should we take? At halftime, let's talk about the halftime line, the halftime total. During the game, live betting. I think there will be betting broadcasts in America within the next 2 to 3 years because, let's be real, this is where it's trending and this is where it is overseas. In London, when you get through a stoppage and you go to commercial, the first commercial in the UK is Ladbrokes. Here's the live number on the game. So it is so far advanced overseas, and I think this is where we're headed in America.
Well, and to double up on that, I was thinking about, you know, if you're ESPN and this comes down, all of a sudden there's a huge money-making opportunity for ESPN to partner with a betting website or something like that, and then all of a sudden you're watching 5 years from now, it's Boston and Golden State in the NBA final, and after the first quarter, right as the second quarter is starting, right below the score clock, a ticker comes down, it's like, here are live betting odds courtesy of whatever betting website they partner with. I think it could really change the face of how we all watch sports nationwide.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And like I said, that's the way it is overseas. And it's funny, I have had so many questions and I've done so many different interviews now. And the questioning comes from all these different places. And a lot of the questions are good and they're intriguing, but there are so many questions I don't have answered. Somebody in Chicago asked me, well, when can I bet at Wrigley Field? Hell, I don't know. If I knew, I wouldn't be here, right?
Yeah.
I think it's within 5 years. But, you know, now I've got local bookies that are texting me, hey, like, when do we get a piece of the pie? I've had business people ask me, hey, do you think it's a good idea to open up a parlor? I've had corporational people ask me, well, do you think we can get involved? So now that it's legal and that it will be legal, at least in the states that want to legalize it, it's the Wild West, man. It is the Wild West. And now that everybody realizes they can make money, this happened with marijuana in the USA. When marijuana was legalized and all these states wanted to get involved, all these big businesses and corporations wanted to cut. This is the same thing that's happening now with sports betting, because if you can make money off it and you can profit off it, everybody and their mother wants to get involved.
Tell us a little bit more about VSiN Live and what you guys are doing.
So VSiN Live is pretty much the way I shape it and the way I tell it. It is sportsbook radio. It's the conversations that go on in sportsbooks. What are the lines? Where are the lines moving? Why are they moving? We talk about what to bet, what not to bet. We utilize trends and stats and odds. We talk about futures. In fact, I know this might not make people happy. I have a Winnipeg Jets future at 15-1, so root that one in for me. But no, it's really about what to bet, why to bet, how to bet. We try and educate, inform, and entertain. And our lead anchor has been referencing the guys in the desert for years. Brent Musburger is our lead anchor from 3 to 5 Pacific, Monday through Friday. So he has been around a long time, and he knows a lot of bookmakers, so it's really fun, man. We entertain, we inform, we talk about betting for a living, and it doesn't get much better than that.
And my final question for you. I know you used to be on Blackhawks broadcasts and covered Chicago at the United Center. Now, Chicago doesn't make the playoffs this year. You're in Las Vegas. The Golden Knights are getting set for Game 3 of the Western Conference Final tonight. Tell us about being in Vegas and Golden Knights fever in the desert.
It's twofold. Let me say it this way. I am so excited with the energy and the passion for the fan base, and there are Golden Knights jerseys. I look across my casino right now, and I see 10, 15, 20 hockey sweaters. Not a jersey, a sweater. They still don't know that, though. But the love for the game, the love for the game has grown in a great city to watch sports, and that's what's really cool. On the other side of that coin, though, these people don't know anything about playoff hockey, and they don't know what a penalty is, so they're still learning on the fly. But I saw two goals in the other day when Vegas took a 2-0 lead against Winnipeg. Two people told me the game was over in the first period. They're still learning about how to watch and how to process, and they're still learning the tacticals of hockey. So it's really good for the city, but I would hope that people hold off on opinions when they don't really know, because, you know, hockey is not this easy, as you can well imagine, as your fan base knows. It's not this easy to get this far on year number one.
No, very good point. It is a very good point. Hey, good stuff, man. That was a lot of fun. Really appreciate you, the insight. Really appreciate kind of breaking it down as to what this might mean for everybody involved, not just those who like to wager a little bit. Good stuff, Sam. We'll do this again soon. Really appreciate it.
Pat, you can always call, man. Good to talk to you.
Good stuff, man. Sam Paniatovich from VSiN Live in Las Vegas joining us on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Enjoy delicious burgers with 30 toppings to choose from. New location at Market Mall Food Hall, southstreetburger.com.